few months ago, our broadcast visited the Boneyard, the long-term storage facility for U.S. government aircraft in Tucson. The facility that sits literally across the street from that airbase, though, is equally impressive. And today, we go there to uncover some fascinating pieces of aviation history. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. It's one of the largest air museums in the world, with about 300 aircraft on display. Scott Marchand says this region of the country is perfect for displaying planes.
The single biggest reason that was selected to be here in Tucson was the soil conditions. The soil out here is very calcified, and when it's dry, it basically sets up like concrete.
And with so many aircraft in Tucson, it's saved on pouring lots of concrete. The Pima Air and Space Museum was organized in the late 1960s. It's a private enterprise that grew from the Air Force's aircraft maintenance and regeneration operation that scraps many older planes.
They were taking one or two interesting airframes, keeping them back from the smelters, and they were lining them up along a road on the north side of the base. And it was sort of locally known as Celebrity Row. Well, by the early 60s, about 63, 64, there were close to 50 airplanes out there of various sizes. And word had come down from the Pentagon that, all right, boys, you had your fun. It's time to clean up and move on with life.
Local leaders approached the Pentagon and proposed the museum that exists today, a place where some of those historic craft could be displayed.
We characterize ourselves as the world's largest non-governmental aviation museum. We have nearly 300 aircraft here. We're an entirely self-supporting private nonprofit organization. The only other air museums that have larger collections or more diverse collections than us are all the government entities, you know, the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Pensacola, the Navy Museum, the Smithsonian.
Today, the museum has grown to the point it seems like its own city.
We have close to 90 acres of display yards out here. We've got almost 200,000 square feet of indoor display space.
What is housed here will amaze you, including an Air Force One with some unique modifications for one president. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.